So it's a pleasure to welcome back to the show my good friend Steve Wilson. Glad you could join us today, Steve.
Again, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for the invite. It's great getting to talk about the needs and the issues of those that have sacrificed so much for the freedoms that a lot of Americans these days, Denny, take for granted. So thank you so much for having me back on air.
Hey, helpvet.net helps vets. Tell us how you started helpvet.net. Well, obviously it helped vets, but why did you start it?
Well, HelpVet was formed back in January of 2018. It was originally formed to empower service members and their families, the survivors, and really the entire military community with a wide variety of benefits and resources, not to mention a large network of providers who have deep ties to their community and who care a great deal about our service members. So we connect you to all sorts of programs, services, along with countless resources to improve your military life and help you be the best you could be. We help all inclusive, from those that have served, those that are active, those that are retired, people in reserves or the Guard or the family thereof. And Denny, we make it easy to access and understand the benefits earned in service. We have a large database of resources that guide you through every step of the military journey, certainly when you retire. Stuff like education, employment, finances, housing, travel, healthcare benefits, retire benefits, VA benefits, and much, much more.
You know, that's the charming thing about that, because everybody knows that those areas exist, but how do you find out about them? How do you plug in? How do you use them is the question that lots of people have. And that's the neat thing at helpvet.net has the answers. Straight answers.
Oh, yeah.
Not hustle answers, not buy my business, but this is just here to help you. That's awesome.
Well, you know, Denny, it's interesting because we've got about 17.5 million veterans that live in our country that are done. And then, you know, on top of that, we've got the families, so probably close to around 130 million. What's sad is most Americans think that every veteran out there gets benefits through the VA. And you and I both know that's not true. Approximately 50%. Are entitled to the benefits that the VA offers. Most of it's based on time served, whether you were deployed, whether it's combat, whether it's peacetime. There are many different conditions, as you well know. But it means that there are, 8.5 million, 9 million that are very limited to what the VA provides overall. It means the families are limited. And then on top of that, you've got about 9 million that get no healthcare services through the VA, no financial aid in attendance, a lot don't even qualify for, and some don't even qualify for a VA loan. And most veterans don't understand. They don't seek out their benefits. They don't understand who or what they get. So we provide opportunities to get set up with veteran service officers, with state veteran benefits counselors to go over eligibility, to help you with your 1010 easy forms to find out what the benefit might be through aid in attendance if you do qualify. Everyone living in America is a beneficiary of those that have served in the military, who have carried the burden and paid the price of keeping our country safe. And considering your sacrifice, Denny, and theirs, we were formed to connect those individuals and families and really come around you and ask, how can we help? So we were founded to help local communities by working hand in hand with veterans, active military, and families, and a variety of local businesses, as well as local and national charities, to address your toughest issues, which include, but certainly are not limited to, veteran suicides, PTSD, traumatic brain injuries, and the financial responsibilities that you and the rest of the veteran community and your families bear.
Yeah, and I thank you for that. You know, and I've got a number of friends who just served in the National Guard or Reserves or served on active duty. There was no war. And they said, well, I'm not really a vet. I never didn't do it. Yes, you did. You made your life available to our nation. The fact they didn't start a war while you were doing it or send you to a war isn't your fault. If you wore that uniform, you're entitled. And just letting them know that they can plug in somewhere. If I have a need, I know I can call. But if my mother in California or my sister or my grandchild or a close friend near me or across the United States somewhere from me, if they need help, I can refer them too, can't I?
Absolutely. We don't leave anybody behind. We don't care, Denny, whether you served one day or you get buried at 100 years old in that uniform, because every one of you is somebody who writes a blank check that's payable for an amount up to and including your lives for this country. your families go along on every step of the journey with you. So absolutely. We have these business cards that are actual physical business cards that are hand-delivered to all the American Legion halls and VFW posts in the country. They're also hand-delivered to all the vet centers throughout the country. And those cards are handed out. So we're one of, if not the only, organization in the country that bridges the gap between those families that get the benefits and those that do not. So when it is determined that you may not qualify for a benefit, whatever the reason might be, or your family does not, you are given our information. You're told to contact us immediately. And the first thing we do is verify the validity of your need. If we have a local solution for you, then obviously we're going to guide you to it. But if we don't, then we're going to work as hard as we possibly can to find you local representation in your own backyard for whatever that need is, whether you are active, retired, reserve, guard, or family. So we bridge the gap between those families that do get benefits, those that are limited to benefits, and the millions and millions of families and individuals that don't get anything. We'll help find organizations for you, or we have organizations for you, from attorneys to healthcare to aid and attendance help. Matter of fact, right now, we're dealing with individuals that are getting older and aging out. In our country, there are 10,000 people a day that are turning 65 and getting older. So the assisted living, the home health care, aging in place. This is very, very important to make sure that we align you with individuals that have your best interest in mind. We align individuals from veterans and the like to people that we vet out and make sure that we could say, Mom, we vetted this business owner out. We've spoken to them. We've done our background. We read the highest of accolades from their clients, and we've had these conversations. So we're the ones that will bring you to their front door. We'll open the door. We'll introduce you. We'll hand you off to them and let them do what they do for you. But we bring it down to the local level, and we do this on a national scale.
Yes, you do. And I've seen it and seen it and seen it. Final question. How can vets plug into you? How can they get help from you?
Well, not only through the vet centers in at the VA hospitals or the outpatient clinics or the VFWs or the American Legions, people are contacting us constantly. We also do coordinated events at different vet centers, like down at the Ocala Vet Center a couple of years ago in Pompano Beach, Florida. We did a job fair. There are many ways that people can find out about us, and not only through the radio show. Any veteran, any family member, anybody that has any affinity to the military community can certainly contact us through our website. The best way to do it is through email, and the best email is going to be support@helpvet.net. That, again, is support@helpvet.net. If you'd like to have a conversation with me, by all means, just ask to speak to Steve Wilson. I'd be more than honored to help anybody that I possibly could.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate your great support for the military community. Thank you for sharing with us today, and thank you for your service to our nation's veterans. God bless you.
Well, Danny, I certainly thank you for the opportunity to get the word out and about the help that really provides to this nation's heroes. Every one of you who's ever put on that uniform, God bless you. God bless your families. God bless this country. And thank you for the opportunity to help you and help those that have sacrificed to keep our country safe, to keep my family safe. Danny, I couldn't thank you enough. So God bless you.
Thank you, brother. Glad you're part of the team.